from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin. It is Friday. It is album release party day.
Yay! Woo! Here comes.
It is Dierks Bentley tickets day.
Yay!
Let's go.
And huge. It's Taylor Swift ticket weekend.
That is correct.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
Yeah,
all right,
we do.
So let's break this down a little bit. Obviously, Getting Old is the new Luke Combs album. It dropped at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play some songs from that. To kick the show off here, you're going to hear his song, Five Leaf Clover. But all throughout the day, you'll be hearing songs from the new album.
Yes.
So,
Getting
very
Old.
Cool.
It's really good. Yeah, I was listening to it on the way in. So I love it.
All right. So very excited about that. Of course, your Dierks Bentley tickets coming up at 8:20. We play Name That Gold Thing. It's got progressively harder throughout the week, but people have been nailing it every single time. So I'm excited about it. And you can win those Dierks tickets at 8:20. Lana will tell you about Taylor Swift and how to win those tickets coming up at 8:10 in the Music Minute.
Sure.
And all that. And so she'll break it down for you. And of course, a little competition. We have our Thursday Three Friday rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was able to win with a song by Jelly Roll, his new one, Need a Favor. We'll see if I can defend that title coming up at 6:35.
Okay.
You good this morning?
I'm great. Yeah, it's Friday. I'm stoked. So.
All right. Very nice. Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm great, but you don't want to hear from me. You want to hear from Luke Combs.
Well, that's a great segue. That's why you're one of the best in the biz, buddy. Five Leaf Clover from the new album, Getting Old. This is Luke Combs right now on 99.5 QYK.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Well, if you're looking for some country music this weekend, Matt Stell and new country artist George Burge are going to be at the Dallas Bowl tonight. And I also found out that George Burge is going to be throwing out the pitch today at the Rays game.
There
so
we
that's kind of cool.
Georgie.
Yeah, they'll be at the Dallas Bowl tonight. Rodney Adkins at Busch Gardens on Saturday. Yours truly will be hanging out there as well. And
what about me tonight? I'm going to the Dallas Bowl.
And JR is going to the Dallas Bowl tonight. So, yeah. Sorry, there you go.
That's
so,
good.
We'll be all over the place this weekend. Well, it's a great weekend to head back to the beach. Health officials lifted the red tide advisory that was placed for all 16 Sarasota County beaches. So, that is awesome news. According to the FWC's latest report, red tide was last observed in very low concentrations in Sarasota. Okay, what about Pinellas? I was actually just checking the map, and there are low to medium levels scattered around, not heavy, not bad. Most of them are concentrated maybe in the Fort DeSoto area, and then right around Indian Rocks Beach, but very low to medium. So I think we are on our way. This is going to be getting out of here. So that is good news. So Florida ranks among the worst states for tipping.
Come on, Florida.
Study shows. I was kind of surprised at this. It looked at 79,000 restaurants nationwide on the Toast platform where your tip was added, like on the credit card.
Sure.
Florida fell to the bottom, number 48 out of 50. Floridians tip an average of 18.3%.
Mm.
So above 10 and 15, but not quite 20. They say that Delaware tippers tip about an average of 21.8%. So they are tipping good in Delaware. So, all right, real quick, Governor DeSantis is proposing a tax break on pet food and a permanent exemption on over-the-counter pet medication for things like flea and tick prevention. So those of us that have animals, this would be a great savings for us. It would treat pet food like groceries and put over-the-counter medicine in the same position as medicine. So we'll get a tax break. We won't have to pay as much. So, I mean, Louis, with all of his medicines and his food, I mean, I'm dropping like $400 a month on that dog. It's crazy. So, all right. Shaq is bringing his big chicken empire to the Sunshine State. We don't know exactly when, but we are getting a Tampa location that will be announced at a later date. Great weekend ahead of us. Beautiful today. High of 83. Saturday, 84. Sunday, high of 84. Rain chance is less than 20% all weekend. So, this is an amazing weekend to get out and enjoy the weather here. That is your cruise news.
Thank you, Lana. Coming back, we are going to play Secret Celebrity. Hang on. 995 QYK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
Sending you to Chasco Fiesta. David Nail and Drake Milligan are going to be on stage. We'll give you some tickets, but you got to tell us first, who is this secret celebrity?
I'm not getting old, but I'm not growing up anymore. you know, I'm a dad now. I've reached, you know, a pretty awesome level of success in my career. And when I'm home, I'm changing diapers. And when I'm not home, I'm on stage performing in front of thousands of people. And it's like, it's just so crazy different. And that's where a lot of these songs kind of came from, you know, is that headspace.
Well, talk about his new album that came out today. That's a pretty big hint for you right there. But I'm sure when he gets done, you know, getting off the road and changing diapers, there's definitely a cold beer calling his name.
Oh, yeah. And he may have one too many of those.
Well, you know, having a cold beer is better together.
Yes, it is. All right. Those are some pretty big hints. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who's our secret celebrity? All right, John in St. Pete playing Secret Celebrity with us. John, I am confident you can get this. Who is our secret celebrity?
I'm not getting old, but I'm not growing up anymore. You know, I'm a dad now. I've reached, you know, a pretty awesome level of success in my career. And when I'm home, I'm changing diapers. And when I'm not home, I'm on stage performing in front of thousands of people. And it's like, it's just so crazy different. And that's where a lot of these songs kind of came from, you know, is that headspace.
It is Luke Combs.
Luke Combs! Yeah. Talking about the new album that dropped today called Getting Old, but you have just picked up some tickets to Chasco Fiesta. David Nail's going to be out there, and so will Drake Milligan. And we want you to go enjoy it.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, John. Hang on for me, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, man. All right, coming up next, I'm going to try to defend my title, the Thursday 3 Friday rematch. QIK family, we're going to need your votes for this as well. We'll pitch our songs to you after Jimmy Allen Down Home on QIK.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
The weather gives us our hers and his and his. Three's company, too.
Little Louis Armstrong this morning? What's going on over there, Kevin?
I don't mean to do that. It just comes out that way. I'm not trying to be Louis Armstrong. I'm trying to get a little grovel to my voice. Gravel. And it comes out, what a wonderful world. I don't know.
Hey, great job. All right, here we go. Thursday 3 Friday rematch right now. Lana, do you need a second? Because you are laughing.
I'm okay.
Okay, cool.
All right,
pitch your song for everybody.
Well, I picked a song from Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know. This is just a fun, upbeat, great Friday song. But one of the reasons why I picked this song is because I feel like it's mirroring JR's life right now. I mean, it's like, you know, you're single and then you meet this girl and then you start moving in together. And then the next thing you know, there's marriage. And then the next thing you know, there's grandkids. And the next. So,
wow, he's having grandkids already?
Yeah,
wow,
it's amazing. It's just following JR's life. And, you know, this is your first week. So I just figured we'd kind of celebrate the fact that you have just moved in with your girlfriend. You lasted the week. You're good. You made it a week.
I love how this pitch is about you.
It's all about JR and his life. It's Next Thing You Know by Jordan Davis.
Next thing you know, your best man gives a half drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring. There, the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know.
Yeah, it's kind of genius on Lana's part, to be honest with you, because we told her we limited her questions about, you know, my living situation because we knew there were going to be 100. So then what she does is she picks a song where she can kind of work in her questions at the same time.
Yeah, that's actually brilliant.
Nicely done, Lana. All right, here we go, Kevin. What do you got, buddy?
Listen, let me see if I can make this song about you. I don't know. Let's see. This song is Morgan Wallen. It's called One Thing at a Time. So maybe take it one thing at a time, JR. Instead of doing everything all at once, one thing at a time. 36 songs. This is the title track. 36 songs. It came out 3 weeks ago. All 36 songs are on the Billboard Top 100. It is a new record for a Billboard chart. One Thing at a Time, Morgan Wallen.
One Thing at a Time, Morgan Wallen. That is Kevin's pick. I'm going with Jelly Roll, or Jason DeFord, as his close friends call him. That's his real name. And his song, Need a Favor. It's a new one, and we're all guilty of this. I said it yesterday. I'm not preaching by any means, where, you know, we tend to pray a lot more when we need something, right? And it's kind of like, well, where were you, and where was your prayers when you just were going along with life, and everything was good. So it's called Need a Favor, Jelly Roll. We're all guilty of this. Very relatable. Need a Favor. And there you go. Jelly Roll, Need a Favor. Lana went with
Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know.
Kevin.
One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen.
QYK family, it's up to you. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Thursday 3, Friday rematch right now. 99.5 QYK trying to defend my title from yesterday. Lana, what song did you nominate this week?
I went with Jordan Davis and Next Thing You Know.
Kevin.
One Thing at a Time by Morgan Wallen.
And I did Jelly Roll's new one, Need a Favor. We got Nikki in Brooksville right now. Nikki, what song are you going with?
We are voting for JR Jelly Rolls, I Need a Favor.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
This is John.
John, what song are you going with?
I'm going with One Thing at a Time.
One Thing at a Time. Thank you, John. Morgan Wallen. All right, John, have a great day.
Thank you.
Denise, what song are you going with?
I'm going with Jelly Roll.
Yes. Jelly Roll. Thank you for the call. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye, guys.
Nikki, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What song are you voting for?
My vote is Jelly Roll. Need a Favor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it.
Thank you. See ya. QYK, good morning. Dad?
That was probably a Jelly Roll vote as well.
All right, Jelly Roll, Need a Favor, your Thursday 3 Friday rematch winner. QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We know the hard work and sacrifice they go through serving our community and keeping us safe. Let's honor another first responder on 99.5 QYK.
Well, we got to talk to Taylor about her husband, Thomas. And Taylor actually is an RN, so she's a first responder, but she was honoring her husband today. Here's what she had to say about his service to our community.
So my husband is Thomas, and he's been with Pasco County Fire Rescue for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a lot of pride in serving our community. He started as an EMT and then paramedic and recently promoted to driver engineer.
Yay.
Which, to my knowledge, he's in charge of driving the fire engine to fires and controls the pumps for water and supplies, like tools for the crew that they might need at the scene.
Okay.
And he's worked hard to achieve this title. I feel like those that know him would describe him as a go-getter, very ambitious.
Oh, he sounds like an amazing guy. Now, you said he actually drives the fire truck. Do you ever, like, question him on his driving skills when, like, he's driving, you know, you guys out to dinner or something, and he's looking at you, and he's like, girl, I drive a fire truck. I can drive this.
You know, it's funny you say that, because when I drive and he's in the passenger seat, he, you know, halfway through the trip, he's like, oh, man, I should have drove.
Yeah,
I'm like, well, you do that as a profession.
That's awesome. We want to do this. Just a small way for us to say thank you to both of you is we want to give you $200 in Visa gift cards. Thanks to our friends at Crown Buick GMC and Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Like I said, small way for us to say thank you. And we're so appreciative of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much. I'm really proud to listen to our radio station that supports the most brave and courageous members of the community.
That was just a little part of our interview with Taylor. You can hear the whole thing up on our Instagram and Facebook page. Very cool family. Very thankful for both of their service. And if you want to nominate someone for First Responder Friday or Military Monday, please do. You want to hear about that loved one in your life. Just go to 995QYK.com. Coming up, your 715 Second Date Update.
It's that time again. It's the 715 Second Date Update. On 99.5 QYK.
All right, we got Manny on the phone today for the 715 Second Date Update. Good morning, Manny. How are you, sir?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Good. We're glad you're on the show. So tell us about this girl, Rebecca, that you mentioned in your Facebook message to us.
Yeah, so I kind of met amongst mutual friends. It was at a happy hour originally, and we just got to talking. She was really cool, and I invited her out like on a second date. So we got together like a couple weeks later. And things were kind of clicking. And I thought we were taking a little step further, and she invited me to a friend of hers cookout. And It was basically all the people that she went to college with and other friends that she knows. So it was like an opportunity. I felt like she was introducing me to her whole crew. So
yeah.
I thought it was kind of that next step. We were going to start dating after that.
You're like, I'm in.
Yeah. And that was literally the last time I heard from her. We didn't drive together. So I don't know exactly what happened. I've called her and I've texted her a couple times, but she hasn't gotten back to me at all.
Let me just kind of just get this my head around this, right?
So yeah.
You guys met at a happy hour. You guys have talked a couple times. And then she invited you to a cookout that her friend was having. You guys drove separately. You guys met there. And then since then, after that cookout, you haven't talked to her since.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Did something happen at the cookout? Did you guys feel like you guys got along at the cookout?
Yeah. I mean, you know, she was talking to her friends and introducing me, and I was trying to be as fun as I could be,
right,
and having a, you know, just being nice to everybody.
That's a tough situation. You're going in. You're, I mean, they're kind of throwing to the wolves when you're meeting all her friends at one time.
Right away.
And I was solo. I didn't show up with like one of my friends. So it was a little intimidating, but I felt like I did a good job.
Yeah. Well, if she's inviting you to meet all of her friends, I feel like that's a good sign, too. Let's do this, Manny. Let's find out what's going on with Rebecca, if we can. We're going to try to get her on the phone and track her down for you. Can you hang on a couple minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, hang on. Trying to help out Manny this morning on the 7:15 Second Date Update. I was talking about it earlier. Lana, it's a good sign when someone invites you to meet their friends.
Well, yeah, obviously they like you, so.
If they're bringing that part of their world to you,
right.
I mean, that's a big deal. Manny's completely confused because that's what happened. They went to a cookout that Rebecca's friend was having, and now he has heard nothing from her since that cookout. We don't know what's going on, so we're going to try to call Rebecca right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
It is.
Hi, Rebecca. Sorry to bother you this morning. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QYK.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Oh, good morning.
That's a lot, I know, right? We wanted to see if we could talk to you just for a second, actually, about a date you recently went on. We wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air. Would that be all right? I know that's a lot, and we're throwing a lot at you this early in the morning.
I mean, okay, what kind of date?
Well, this guy, Manny, reached out to us and said that you guys met at a happy hour, and then you guys hung out once after that, and then you invited him to a cookout that your friend was having. And since that cookout, he has not heard anything, but he said it was a great time. He said you guys had a good time at the cookout, and he met all your friends, and things went well. So what's going on now?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly did have a good time with one of my friends.
Oh.
Yeah, he talked to her the entire time. Like, I would leave the conversation, go to help out, come back, and he'd still be talking to my friend Jessica. Like, full-on conversation, like, I wasn't even there. Honestly, I thought it was so rude.
What, did you talk to your friend Jessica about it?
No, I thought that was rude of her as well. Like,
wait, so you're just assuming all of this?
Well, she saw it with her own eyes, right?
I saw it with my, like, they just stayed in the conversation the entire, we didn't even sit together. He sat next to her.
So he but he was very clear that he came to meet up with you, right?
Yes.
So you haven't spoken to your friend or Manny since then?
No, I just thought it was really weird and confusing.
But, I mean, would you see him flirting with each other? What, were they, like, holding hands and looking into each other's eyes?
I mean, they were in full-on conversation the entire time.
Well, maybe they were interested in what they were talking about. I mean,
the entire time?
I mean, maybe, but, like, again, like you asked, like, he came there with me, and so, like, let's get to know each other through that lens of being there and hanging out and meet other people.
I mean, Lana, if you brought a guy that you just started dating to meet all your friends and he didn't talk to you, you just talked to your friend, one friend, not all of your friends, but one friend, it'd be a little bit strange, right?
Well, I mean, I would definitely ask him about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, what's up?
Well, yeah. Rebecca, we're going to have a chance to ask him about it because we actually have him on the phone with us, Manny.
Okay.
Manny?
Yeah.
What's going on with this girl, Jessica, man? And you better be able to explain yourself.
I don't know what I think what she's talking about is a little bit of an exaggeration to the situation. I mean, I was talking to everybody. She might have just seen me talking to Jessica, but like that's I was trying to be conversational with everybody at the party. I mean, that was the whole point, was me to literally meet your friends. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to tell you how cool I was. So I was literally just talking to all these people, trying to introduce myself to them and also meet them and try to figure out parts of you as well. Like, that's what I thought I was doing.
I mean, and I get that and circulate, but, like, don't flirt with my friends, you know?
I don't know what you saw as me flirting, but I didn't touch her at all. There was no like intimacy between us. I mean, we might have sat next to each other a couple times, but she was a very interesting person, and we were having good conversations.
An interesting. So. I mean, you didn't even leave at the same time that I did. Like you said, like we drove separate cars, and you left 2 hours after I did.
Is that true? Manny?
Yeah, but I mean, I was talking to her friends. It's not like
that's weird.
Literally, I was having a good time with her friends, and I didn't think
it
was
there with you. Were there with me?
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would have said something, because I just assumed you just wanted to go home because you were tired. You seemed like you just wanted to leave.
Yeah, honestly, I just thought the whole thing was weird and confusing.
So, did Manny? Did you get like Jessica's number and stuff?
Absolutely not. No, I was literally just hanging out and talking to people. I didn't know you were this jealous, Rebecca. Like, I think you're really exaggerating.
Jealous? I'm not jealous. I'm just not dumb.
Manny, when you left a couple hours after Rebecca, did that happen to be the time that Jessica left by chance?
I mean, the party was dying down, so like everybody was kind of leaving. So she left, and I left, and everybody, you know, a lot of people were leaving at that time.
Yeah. You asked the right question there.
I think so. I was just trying to figure out what was going on.
Honestly,
there.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. Manny, I want nothing to do with you. You should go call Jessica, not me.
Well, he needs her number.
You want to text it to
him? No. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light of the situation. Well, Rebecca, I mean, this is something that's a deal breaker for you, even after hearing what he has to say. Well, I mean, he said he's not flirting with her. I'm going to give her an opportunity.
Right. He wasn't flirting with her. While he's on the air, he's going to say he's not flirting with her. Whatever.
The next person you date, you probably should not introduce them to your friends if you don't want them to talk to any of your friends.
Ooh,
like that's
right.
That's something weird. That's weird that you introduced me to your friends and then got jealous that I was talking to one of your friends. Like that's, I don't know. That's weird.
You must think that I'm so stupid. I can't.
All right.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I'm going to jump in here and say that I think you guys should go your separate ways.
Yep.
And Rebecca, I appreciate your time this morning. I know we kind of bombarded you with everything. Manny, you now heard what she thought was going on, and it looks like it's not going to happen. So I apologize for that, but
cool.
I wish you both luck.
Yeah, I'm glad I found out now. That's good.
All right. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. I mean, I understand, like, visually, you're at a party, and you look over for the guy that you invited, and you're like, well, talking to one person the whole time? That's a big deal. It was one person that he was talking to the whole time.
But I mean, if we're looking, you know, playing devil's advocate, at least it was her friend and it wasn't somebody she didn't know.
That's true.
So, I mean, you can look at it that way. Maybe he was just trying to get into good graces with her friend. I mean,
that's true. And
didn't
I also
really
think,
sound like it was intentional. I don't know.
And I felt like she could have found out a lot by talking to her friend, Jessica.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So like, how was that conversation? What was going on? Does he seem like a nice guy? That type of thing. Could have maybe used that to get some information. Or do you just not trust your friends? Because sometimes it takes two to flirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
doesn't sound like she trusts her friends.
No. What do you think? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Here's Bailey Zimmerman rocking a hard place on QYK. We're commercial free right now. 99.5 QYK. Lana, you ever hear something and you just can't unhear it?
Like a song.
Like a song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it gets, goes plays and plays over and over in your head. Yeah.
Talking trucks and G.I. Joes jumping.
Hold on. Have you ever heard a song and then like couldn't unhear it? Like after hearing somebody else sing it? Like, you know, like you say, all right, that's a cover of somebody else's song, and then you can't hear it the same
way. Okay, like the different lyrics. Like when I made up that song about Half of Me, all you hear is the Puppy Bowl song that I made up.
Right, exactly. So there, I was like, hold on, we got to talk about this for a second. So anyway, there is something that they did to a Morgan Wallen song that now I can't hear it the same. And I love Morgan Wallen, And it's still good.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to hear this.
It's
don't
still
change
good.
Morgan Wallen's song
no,
on
I'm
me.
Not. It could almost be a duet. You're going to see what I'm talking about. All right. It's coming up for you in two songs on 995
okay.
QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin. All right, so if you hear a song a certain way, you're like, okay, this is the way the song goes, as I've always heard it this way. Well, first of all, Morgan Wallen covered this song by Jason Isbell called Cover Me Up. I don't know if you've heard this before, but here it is.
So girl, if you're both by the bed, we ain't leaving this song.
A lot of people think that's Morgan Wallen's song. It's not, but he did an amazing cover of that. He does it in concert and all that. It was so good on that. All right. Well, people are saying now, if you speed up Morgan's voice, it turns into Miley Cyrus.
What?
Miley Cyrus singing that song.
I got to hear this.
All right. So Morgan Wallen's voice sped up.
Sped up on that song.
On that song, Cover Me Up.
Okay.
Becomes Miley Cyrus. You ready for this?
Okay. This is Morgan Wallen sped up.
Here it is.
So girl, if you're both by the bed, we ain't.
This is the part that got me right here.
It's cold in this house and I ain't going out to top world. So cover me up on your nose. Use me for good.
I'm saying yes.
I'm saying yes also.
Especially at the end there when she goes at the very end. She hits this right here. Well, let's see if I can do it.
So cover me up. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Use me for good.
Oh my gosh.
That's Hannah Montana right there.
That is her.
Unbelievable.
That's right there.
It was going crazy on TikTok, and I'm like, there's no way. Because I thought it was going to be like, you know, like a little chipmunky, you know, and it was going to be raw.
Little chipmunky.
Yeah, but you know that is so crazy. It sounds like Miley. So they knew.
I heard a little Miranda in there.
That's true.
Well, I heard that as well, Lana. That's a good call. Well, man,
like,
a little Miranda
Lambert in there.
Let's hear it again. So Morgan Wallen sped up to be Miley Cyrus.
So girl, if you're both by the bed, we ain't leaving this home.
So a little Miranda in there, right there. Yeah. Okay. Crazy right there. Well, let's see if they do a duet together. I think they'd be great.
That would be funny.
Or if Morgan covers if you slow down like a wrecking ball, does that become Morgan Wallen?
We should see it.
Or does
it
just become gaming like a wrecking ball? Does it come out? But no, I thought that was so insane when I watched that on TikTok. But yeah, they should do a duet together. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
I love that. All right. Coming up, 8:20, Dierks Bentley tickets. He will be in like normal speed at the concert. So it won't sound like anybody else. Dierks Bentley tickets. Jordan Davis going to be there as well. Kaylee Hammock as well. 8:20, we're playing for those tickets. It is Luke Combs, The Kind of Love You Make. Dropped a new album today.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute
on 99.5 QYK.
To see that girl in Tampa, you can pay as much as $35,000 for one seat in Section 114. We have them for free.
Oh,
absolutely
sweet.
Free all weekend here at 99.5 QYK. Taylor Swift coming to Raymond James Stadium. The Eras Tour sold out 3 shows in Tampa, April 13th, 14th, and 15th. And Tickets are pretty hard to get. We found out she sings 44 songs.
So you said you could pay up to $35,000, right?
Yeah, you could.
So that would break down to about $795 a song.
There you go. 44 wow. songs that she sings. Everybody's getting really excited about this tour. That's why we are giving tickets away. It's a winning weekend here, 99.5 QYK. Just listen for the keyword to text. Now, I'm going to let you in a little secret. It's going to be right after the top of the hour. So there you go. Start listening to 99.5 QYK all weekend. And when you hear us give you a keyword, that would be your cue to text in. All of this information, 995QYK.com right there at Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. I got the phone number that you need to text it into, 727-579-9999. Put that in your phone right now. Just put it in, lock it in, and you know, give it a title or whatever, like Taylor Tickets. And then that way, when you hear the keyword, you can just text it on into that number.
Like
okay?
It.
All right, so let's win some Taylor Swift tickets. And we'll be making some phone calls on Monday morning and letting some people know they won Taylor Swift tickets. So that'll be awesome. All right, the other big story today is Luke Combs releases his Getting Old. This is the follow-up to his album, Growing Up. And this is kind of what he says, you know, how he's kind of caught in the middle of these two phases in his life.
I'm not getting old, but I'm not growing up anymore. You know, I'm a dad now. I've reached, you know, a pretty awesome level of success in my career. And when I'm home, I'm changing diapers. And when I'm not home, I'm on stage performing in front of thousands of people. And it's like, it's just so crazy different. And that's where a lot of these songs kind of came from, you know, is that headspace.
We were all listening to the album on the way into work this morning. A lot of really good songs on it. So we're going to play some of those songs throughout the day, all day here on 99.5 QYK. One of our favorites is Fast Car. So we are going to play that song coming up around 9:20. That is the Tracy Chapman song that he is always singing at his concerts. And finally, all of his fans are like, can you just please put it out and release it? And he's like, all right. So I think we're going to play that one right around 9:20. But a good, good album. Remember, he will be here on July 8th. All right. And finally this morning, you got to check out this video on our Tampa Bay's Morning Crew page at 995QYK.com. I think Chris Lane might also have to have a segment called Chris Drama. Because
yes.
I feel like he, a lot of stuff that happens to Chris Lane also happens to me. We have similar stories. He plowed his tractor, his riding lawnmower, into a parked car, and it was all caught on his video surveillance.
Not only hit it, like he's carrying like a weed eater. Also,
he's got a bunch of stuff in his hand.
I know, and it kind of just makes a direct right turn. It hits the car so hard the car moves, his hat comes flying off of his head. Like, it was legit pretty bad.
Is it on our social media yet?
Yeah.
Okay, so Facebook and Instagram too, you can definitely check it out.
It's crazy.
And what's great about this too is his parents and own a landscaping business.
So he should know better.
He should know how to drive a riding lawnmower.
And why does he have somebody do his own lawn?
Because that's a relaxation thing for him.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like, you know, that's something that would totally happen to me, of course. So
yeah, because
we're not letting you get on a lawnmower. Let me just tell you right
remember
now.
When you had the snakes on your
problem.
Back porch, and then he had the same issue? Like, you
and
literally live twin lives.
Yeah, reacted the exact same way. So anyway, check out that
very
video.
Calmly, right?
Yeah.
All right, lots of stuff to check out at 995QYK.com. That is your Music Minute.
All right, coming up next, your tickets for Dierks Bentley. Hang on.
I love gold.
We got Tamara in Largo right now. She is playing Name That Gold Thing. Tamara, here's how the game works. I'm going to describe something that is gold or has the word gold in its name. And all you got to do is tell me what I'm talking about. And if you do, you're going to Dierks Bentley, okay?
Okay.
All right, here are your clues. Find me on the West Coast by the bay. I can take you from one side of the bay to the other. I get my name from my state's nickname. What am I?
Oh.
Typing, Googling.
Oh, gold shuttle?
Gold shuttle? Is that what your Google? That's what your Google came up with?
I don't know.
That is incorrect, Tamara. I'm sorry. We got to go on to somebody else.
Okay, fine.
Bye bye.
Okay.
See ya. QYK. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Danielle.
Danielle, what part of town are you in?
Bradenton.
All right, Danielle. I'm going to describe something to you that is either gold or has the word gold in its name, and you got to tell me what it is. If you do, you're going to Dierks Bentley. Okay.
Oh, snap. Okay.
So snap. Haven't heard that in a minute. Oh. Thanks for bringing it back. Flashback Friday. Here we go. All right. Find me on the West Coast by the bay. I can take you from one side of the bay to the other.
Is it the Golden Gate Bridge?
Let's go!
Look at that! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Never been to California. I think it's in California, right?
That's right. It is, yes. You just picked up Dirk's Bentley tickets.
Woo-woo! Thanks! I haven't had a date night in forever.
Oh, here we go. All right. Well, July 14th. Mark it on your calendar. It's date night.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Hang on for me.
Okay.
So curious on Tara's guess of the Gold Shuttle.
Gold Shuttle.
I wonder where that is located. But that was not the right answer. Coming up, the week that was. Highlights, lowlights, bloopers from the show from all week. Two songs away. Here's Tyler Hubbard. Tyler Hubbard dancing in the country, 99.5 QYK. We are family. Yes, we are. You're the QYK family, and this is on Fridays where we just kind of highlight maybe some lowlights or maybe some bloopers from the show. Weird things that happened all week long. Kevin keeps track, puts them together, and we call it the week that was. Are you ready, Lana?
I'm ready. I love this part.
Here we go. 5 weeks ago, you were trimming a bush that Kevin has the pronunciation, which was?
Bougainvillea. And so I was holding the clippers above my head, and I was trying to jump up with the clippers in my hand. I got the branch that I was trying to jump up and get. One of the thorns poked me right in underneath my lip. I'm squeezing like a big zit. And this brown thing is coming out of the hole that we have created. And all of a sudden, boosh. I'm not kidding you.
Okay, this projectile
thing projects out of my like big bump here. The thorn tip came out. That piece has been in my face for 5 weeks, infecting me.
Another episode of Dr. Pimple Popper here on QYK, apparently. That's nasty. Just celebrated his 33rd birthday. He's going to be here at Ray J July 8th. Just announced that baby number 2 is on the way. From Asheville, North Carolina, your reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year, Luke Albert Combs. Let's go!
What's up?
But are there challenges for you when it comes to doing these big stadiums?
Really making it about, you know, how do you continue to make it about the music, you know, and not about, you know, fire and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. You know, it's like just making the music stand out, I think, is the most important thing for me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, QYK family, we can't do this without you because you make this show every single day, and we'd be just talking to ourselves if you weren't listening. So we appreciate the heck out of you. We got a pretty cool honor yesterday. We got nominated for the ACM for Major Market Personalities of the Year. We are one of 5 people that are nominated, and we'll find out closer to the show if we win.
Lana told us a story about how her fiancé, Paul, went to the Strawberry Festival with her kids, came back with 3 goldfish, 1 for each of them. They didn't have a tank to bring it home to.
Mm-mm.
Do they have names, by the way?
Yeah, I don't remember them, though. Well, there's only 2 left.
How about the one that passed? Show a little respect. The one that passed.
I don't know.
We had one that passed, and we buried it in the backyard and put a little rock. Put a rock. My dog goes to it all the time. He's like, what's under here? It smells like dead fish.
Most commonly misspelled words according to Google searches. Ilana, I thought I'd put you to the test on this. All right, here's one you might get. You ready?
Uh-uh.
You should get this one.
Oh, boy.
Diarrhea.
Ooh. D-I-A-R-E-R-H-A-R-E-H-A. There's two R's in there. D-I-A-R-R-E-H-A.
Nope. It's D-I-A-R-R-H-E-A.
Yep, I got enough. I don't write that one.
Well, yeah, I don't think a lot of people do.
Did you know when it comes to a woman and a man when they pass gas, whose smells the worst?
Oh, my gosh. What is this?
What are we doing?
Carline fun fact.
That's not a fun one.
Go ahead.
Actually, women's flatulence generally smells worse than men's because women's bodies have a higher concentration of sulfur.
Okay.
So now you know.
I have no comment.
So
I'm
if it's really
woman.
Bad, you're like, it wasn't me. It had to have been the girl over there.
Thank you for that, Carline. Fun fact, we have reached an all-time low. Yeah, we have.
It was a fun fact.
I guess so. Depends on who you are, I guess.
It was so funny. Put it on the week that was.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it definitely stood out. Well, yeah. I'll just say that.
That was good.
All right, well
fun.
Done, Kevin.
Good
the week,
week
that was. All right, coming up, we're going commercial free. Remember, 920 playing a new song from Luke Combs, a really cool cover he did. Remember, his album came out today. You'll hear that, 920. Morgan Wallen, Thought You Should Know. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, J.R. Lonnan, the ACM CMA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF grad.
Go Bulls.
Name's Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, a couple of things happening this weekend involving you guys, J.R. and Lana. J.R., you will be out at the Dallas Bowl tonight. Matt Stell in concert, so go say hi to J.R. He'll be enjoying us. If you remember Matt Stell, he played our guitar pull a couple years back. He's good friends with Patty Maroon from the Tampa Bay Lightning and Ryan McDonough, who's now a Nashville Predator, which still stings a little bit, got to tell you.
Are the Lightning in town tonight?
They are not. They just played the Senators last night. Actually got destroyed 7-2. They're on a road trip right now. So that would have been awesome if they were here.
Yeah.
Also, Lana, you will be out at Busch Gardens tomorrow. Food and Wine Festival. Rodney Atkins will be performing. I was there for Maddie and Tay a couple weeks back. Let me tell you, Food and Wine, they have samples all around. Very delicious. Try the peach cobbler if you're in for dessert.
Okay.
It is really good, let me tell you.
That's so, really good.
So if you're going, you'll see Lana up on stage enjoying some Rodney Atkins music. So there
and peach
you go.
Cobbler.
And peach cobbler, yes. Here's some good news. Sarasota County, the red tide advisory has been lifted at the beaches. So that came down yesterday.
Yay.
A little bit of good news for some red tide action for sure. Here's I don't know if it's bad news. So there's a new invasive mosquito species found in Florida. It's not yet in the Tampa Bay area. It's in Miami-Dade, Lee, and Collier counties in southern Florida, right? It's called the Culex lactator.
Culex lactator.
It is native to Central and Southern America, or South America. They wrote Southern America. So this is researchers at the University of Florida. So this is what they say. Not much is known about this type of mosquito. We don't know if it transmits disease. We don't know if it's just a nuisance mosquito. It could be a mosquito that just bites frogs. So they don't know much about this thing. But it's in Florida, of course. We have snails. We have fungus and whatever. Why is everything?
Oysters.
Why does everything happen here? Like, what? Do we have the, like the perfect breeding ground for all this stuff?
Actually, yes, we do.
Okay,
yeah,
we do.
All
right, appreciate it. And finally, Florida. Here you go. Another Florida thing. We rank among one of the worst states for tipping. What's going on?
That's
surprising.
Floridians tipped an average of 18.3% in the last quarter of 2022. I don't know about you guys. Ever since kind of COVID, I always tip 20, but ever since COVID, I've been tipping higher.
So have I.
The big dog over there.
Yeah, I've been tipping usually 22% at the minimum. Yeah. So, what's going on here?
Minimum 20%. For
sure. Minimum.
We're 48 out of 50 states. Not the best there, so hopefully we can get better at that. That'd be great. Delaware is number one, 21.8% tip. There you go. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
All right, so check this out. Coming up next, you know, we know that Luke Combs dropped his new album today.
He did.
All right, he did a cover of a very famous song that's on the album. It's awesome. You'll hear it after this. Well, Luke Combs dropped his new album today, Getting Old, 995 QIK. And there's one song on there that he kind of teased on social media a while ago. Mm. And he plays this in all his shows, but it's Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
Right. And he's been performing it so much at shows. And his fans are like, hey, where can I get the a song? Or, you know, I want to listen to it. I want to hear it. We're going to get a copy of it. And he's like, I haven't released it. And so he decided, you know, so many people were asking for it. I should probably just release it. So Fast Car is on this new album, Growing Up Getting Old. Or Getting Old. Sorry, the Getting Old part.
Let's do it. Let's play it. Luke Combs, Fast Car, 995 QYK. You kidding me right now?
So good.
Luke Combs, Fast Car.
Wow.
He put that on a new 18-song album that dropped today, Getting Old. I mean, there's not much he can't sing. That's for sure. And that was just so good.
It was so. I mean, Tracy Chapman's version put you in the feels. It's such a great song. So does that.
Yeah. I was trying to see if that song ever went to number one, because if he releases it, it will.
That song is so, so good. Big. Like, his version is great. I mean, you can't compare the two.
Right.
But his does the original justice, absolutely.
One of the best guitar licks of all time.
Oh, it's so good.
I love it. All right.
Wow, well, yeah. It didn't go number one here in the United States. It did in Canada.
Well,
Belgium. And Ireland.
Everybody knows that song. Doesn't matter if it went number one or not, but that was so good.
That's so good.
Lake Shelton, boys around here. We're commercial free on QYK. Mitchell, Tim, Penny, Truth About You. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin, thanks for waking up with us every single day. Appreciate the heck out of you. All right. Here we go, Lana. Highlight of the show today.
Oh, playing new Luke Combs songs, hands down. I mean, we just played that Fast Car song that he did. And I just love hearing new music. And I love, I mean, Luke Combs, I mean, we've always said he could sing the phone book and it would be good. And just listening to a bunch of songs off the album this morning, really enjoyed just playing new music from Luke Combs. So I love that.
All right. Highlight, sir.
There was a viral clip of Morgan Wallen singing a song, and someone sped up his, or made his pitch higher.
Right.
And it sounds like he's Miley Cyrus. It was awesome. Very interesting, and it does.
His song, Cover Me Up, which goes like this. Let me get it for you. All right. So he has Cover Me Up. It's not his song. It's a cover of Jason Isbell. So girl, if you're both by the bed, we ain't leaving. Song right there, and like Kevin just said, they pitched it up so that it would sound a little bit like Miley Cyrus, which they were kind of surprised by this because that was not the point. And they go, wait a minute, is that Miley Cyrus? But then Lana made a good point. You hear a little Miranda Lambert in there as well.
It is.
Here's what it sounds like. So girl, if you're both by the bed, we ain't leaving this home. It's a little Miranda there.
Yeah.
So here's the Miley, I feel like. It's cold in this house, and I ain't going out to chop wood. So cover me up. Right there. No, you're
not. Yeah.
Use me for good.
That's her.
That's right. That's got
it's, it's on the nose. That's her.
That's insane. All right. Well, we'll see if they do a duet together, because I feel like that is
awesome.
Needs to happen now. All right. It is a good day to have a great day. Remember, this is happening all weekend long. Your Taylor Swift tickets. I'm going to give you the details here in a second, but they're all on our Facebook and Instagram right now. Okay. And you're going to want to know the number to text the right words into, when we're giving them away, and it's and Lana even puts a little clue in there to try to help you win as well. So it's on our Facebook page right now. It's a good day to have a great day. We'll see you.
Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, and make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.